The presidential primary calendar is the most front-loaded it's ever been. There's a good chance the two parties' nominations will be clinched as early as February 5th. By that time, more than half the states, including several of the most populous, will have made their picks. But that leaves voters in the rest of the country looking for other ways to help choose the candidates. NPR's Martin Kosty has this report from the state of Washington.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This scene is a civics teacher's dream. A couple hundred college Republicans and young Democrats gathered in a lecture hall at the University of Washington for their quarterly debate.
No one's planning to invade Iran as much as the Democrats might hope.
Dick Cheney is.
The boogeyman Dick Cheney's about to invade Iran, okay.
These are politically engaged students. And yet, few of them expect to have any voice in this year's primary races.
I don't see how somebody in the state of Washington has much of a say in anything.
Does that bother you?
Yes.
Undergrad Andrew Everett says this state's party caucuses on February 9th and the primary on February 19th are just too late in the game. The sense here on campus, he says, is that the presidential nominees are being chosen somewhere else.
People I know are willing to fly across the country to go help in primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire because they know that it's going to be pretty much determined by those and not by anything that's done here.
Washington is one of those states that tried to become more relevant by moving up its primary date, but other bigger states moved theirs up even earlier. As a result, the major campaigns are barely visible here. And that's left more room for the second-tier candidates, such as the libertarian-leaning Republican Ron Paul. In Seattle, his supporters organized themselves using social networking websites. People like Chip Barron.
I'm giving Ron Paul some of my, you know, time on the weekends knocking doors. I'm giving him some of my time that I've spent at work. It's all love.
Barron and about 20 other Paul supporters met at an Indian restaurant on Tuesday night to celebrate that day's money bomb. That's what they called the 24-hour national fundraising blitz that generated over $4 million for their candidate. Matt Dubin was tracking the day's cash flow on his handheld computer.
So as of 10:56 p.m. Eastern, we've raised $3.729 million.
The relative lateness of Washington's primary does not perturb these Paul supporters. The way Dubin sees it, they're already voting with their credit cards.
Money is really how we can express ourselves collectively. It's how we can have our voice be heard.
And they consider themselves to be deeply involved in Paul's New Hampshire campaign, even though it's clear across the country. It's long-distance activism. As if to underscore that point, Dubin handed his pocket PC to Chip Barron.
There's a keyboard. It doesn't really light up that well.
Because Barron was feeling the urge to log on and send the campaign one more donation before the night was over. But voting with one's wallet is not consolation for everyone. Oscar McBride works in the heart of Seattle in view of the yachts on Lake Union and the Gates Foundation just down the street. He knows the candidates come to town for the big money, the bundled donations raised by the employees of various tech companies, but he wishes they came here looking for his vote, too.
If you're talking about cash, and you make the politics about cash, then IBM has like a million times more say in my politics than I do. But in terms of like actual voting, IBM doesn't get a vote, but I get a vote. So that vote should matter.
McBride is so worried about having to choose between Giuliani and Clinton next year, he's thought about moving somewhere where his primary vote might count for more. But he's decided to stay in Washington.
I'll probably wind up going door-to-door for one of the campaigns. I'm going to go door-to-door and say the process is important, even though it's flawed.
And who knows, there is a chance that the February 5th super primary will fail to produce clear winners. And then states like Washington could suddenly find themselves in a more decisive role. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.